Pope Francis met on Friday with the presidency of the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, or CCEE, and was briefed on their work. I'm Susie Hodges, and I spoke to the Vice Secretary General of the CCEE, Father Michel Remeny, who told me afterwards that one of the key themes discussed during their encounter with the Pope was the question of religious freedom and intolerance against Christians.
The Holy Father was very interested in hearing what we had to say and the way our organization is set up. The structure of the church in Europe is, of course, different from that in Latin America. And the Holy Father was very keen on listening to what we had to say and to learn about that what was new for him. He, of course, has been briefed before, and he knows quite a lot about Europe from his own experience. From our perspective, we always try to hand some specific details about the situation in Europe and things of concern in Europe.
And what are those issues of greatest concern? Was it things like religious freedom or intolerance against Christians? What are some of the hot-button issues?
It's true that these themes are very important at the moment, and we did raise it with the Holy Father. We spoke about the way the relationship between state and church, or state and religion, is being organized in Europe, and we see a certain number of threats. We see also possibilities in different countries.
And what were some of those threats and possibilities?
Well, if you look at the church in Europe, you see that we as a church in many countries become a minority as Christians, and the state becomes more secularized. It's important for us as a church to respond to that and to have an answer ready to react to the situation that is occurring. If you look at the situation in a country like Holland, you will see that the situation is different from a perspective of the church than, for example, in Poland, where the church has a different relationship to the society and to the government even. However, it's a threat everywhere to forget about the essential relationship that each of us should have with God.
Now, I know you also discussed things beyond Europe, let's say. There has been the appeal for the two Orthodox bishops who are still in the hands of kidnappers in Syria. Was this raised during the meeting?
Well, this is a very, very serious situation, of course, and we are very worried about this. And we want to bring it to the attention of the world to pray, and especially to the governments, to help release these people as soon as possible.
I know that new evangelization was presumably a topic that came up. We're in the ongoing year of faith. Was this discussed and what was said?
Well, evangelization, of course, is very, very important. As we see in our society of today, it's not a usual thing to be a Christian. And it's up to us to make it a usual thing for people to consider being a Christian and to realize how important the presence of God in lives is. So yes, we did speak about the importance and the essence of the Christian message that needs to be given to everybody.
What other new projects or new conferences have you got coming up which were also touched upon during this discussion?
Well, we find it very important to touch on different angles which are happening. We recently had a meeting on universal pastoral care, where we spoke of the relationship between science and faith. And during that meeting, we came up with, from step to step, discussing science and faith in a very theoretical way. We came up to the conclusion that the only way you can speak about this is by starting with Christ and the announcing of Christ. And from there, you go on with your speaking to the students. Other themes are religious freedom. It comes up over and again, of course.
Do you really feel that is under threat? Not so much perhaps physical threats, but the fact that it's been sidelined from the public sphere?
Well, I think both are true. It's true that it's not a issue which is discussed often in secular worlds, and I think we need to bring it to the attention. On the other hand, you see that there are threats to Christians in Europe and discriminations to Christians in different countries, different situations. But the religious freedom is under a threat in Europe. So it's important to keep raising this issue.
And you think that threat is worsening?
I think it is very much present in our secular society. And step by step, you do see that there are more signs of, well, Christianity being pushed to the sidelines where it's not supposed to be, especially not if we have such an important message for the people.